Truth, exposure, and accountability. Uncensored, unafraid, and unstoppable. May 17th, 2022. Welcome to the Stu Peters Show. My name is Stu. Well, the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan are over, thank God. But America's military mothers are still having their sons snatched away from them. Marjorie Taylor is a military mom. Her son died mysteriously in his sleep at his army barracks. And ever since, Marjorie's been unable to get any answers about what happened. At all. None. She can't get a toxicology report. She can't get medical information. She can't get anything. Marjorie's TikTok video about what happened has gone massively viral on TikTok with over a million views in just a few days. Look.
Hello, my name is Margie Taylor. My son Joey, specialist at Fort Hood, died in his barracks while sleeping on February 1st. It wasn't suicide. It wasn't natural causes. And the only medication he was on was what was prescribed to him since Christmas. I don't have an autopsy. I don't have a toxicology. I don't have access to his medical records. And it's been almost 90 days. And I'm still not getting any answers. He was young, healthy, 32 years old, and was about to get out of the Army. Please share and help me. Thank you.
But that doesn't mean that Marjorie has no clues. She fears that the military may have medicated her son to death, as she explained in another recent TikTok video. Watch.
Hello, this is Margie Taylor, the mother of fallen soldier Joey Lenz from Fort Hood, who died sleeping in his barracks February 1st, 2022. These are the medications he was on and prescribed just since January 1st. I last spoke to him January 31st. Yes, my Congressman Kevin Brady has been involved since February 1st. Senator Ted Cruz is involved, and I have filed an FOI request. Please help me get information for my soldier and other soldiers that have been over-medicated or died in their sleep. Thank you.
That's four drugs given to her son in 1 month, just before he suddenly died in his sleep at 32 years old. It doesn't take a genius to see what happened here. Margie's son is dead thanks to either incompetence or malice from the military doctors. And now they're trying to cover their tracks. Margie says that besides Congressman Kevin Brady, she's also getting help from Senator Ted Cruz, but we're eager to do whatever we can to provide additional support and public pressure as we can. Marjorie Taylor joins us now to that end. Ma'am, we're so sorry for your loss and thank you for your sacrifice.
It's been a lot. It doesn't go away, especially when you don't have answers, but you have suspicions as to what happened. He was actually getting pushed out of the Army. He had re-enlisted in October of 2020, because you re-enlist before your term, so to speak, is over. So he was excited. He was happy to be in the Army. He was understanding of their leadership, their protocols, their guidelines, and he was all in. And he might have made a lifetime of this, a career. And then he was being bullied and targeted by his commanding officer, who has since then been reassigned. In fact, all of the people in his direct command have been reassigned, interestingly, in the last several months.
So I got to ask you, what do you think it is that killed your son?
Over-medication.
And what were these four medications that they put him on? What research have you done to figure out why they had him on these?
So I'm not a medic, of course. So I may be pronouncing these wrong, but trazodone, cyclobenzaprine, fluoxetine, propranol.
Propanol, yes. Or propofol, yes. Whatever it is. Yeah. Okay. So why did they have your son on these drugs?
I have not been given that information. I cannot get access to his medical records. I don't know the dosage of these medications. I can tell you, though, that in March 2021, he was over-medicated, and he went to the Army base at Fort Hood for an eye infection, the clinic there on base, and I got a call to do an MRI for him because they thought he might have had brain damage because he was in a unconscious state. So when they called me, I said, of course, but then they never called me back. After research, after 6 to 8 hours, I found him in ICU at Fort Hood at their hospital. And the ICU nurse told me that they over-medicated him then. So, and I have that discharge paperwork that has somehow not, it's not in his records anymore, but I have a copy of that. And he was over-medicated then, and it got him in ICU.
So wait a minute. A previous medical record has been taken away that he was over-medicated once previously? And now that this has happened, people are being reassigned all over the place. You're not getting any answers. Let me ask you this. Was your son vaccinated?
Yes, he was vaccinated October 2021.
And they forced this on him or else he would have been kicked out of the military?
I assume so, yes.
Was he reluctant to take this gene editing experimental shot?
He never told me one way or another. I have no idea.
So we don't know what the cause was other than it was sudden. Your son obviously was at the peak of his physical health. He was serving in the military. He was in the United States Army. These people are usually very physically fit. What about his childhood? What about growing up? Did he have any underlying pre-diagnosis medical conditions?
No, he's very healthy. And he used to run. I was an avid runner for 30 years. He picked up on it and started doing more of that while in the Army. He was a skateboarder. He was active. I mean, he was 32. He was young. He was not married, no kids. And he was very well liked. At his funeral service, there were 54 soldiers and officers that came down and made the 6-hour round trip on their own expense. And 100 wanted to come. So he was very well liked. He did a good job. He always volunteered to help and take other shifts for people, families, anybody, work a double, a triple to help his other soldier out. So this was very sudden. I've heard from many soldiers and officers about, I need to get justice for Joey.
Well, that's fantastic. And that's what our aim is as well. What is the protocol? What's the standard for the military? I mean, I don't know. What is the standard for the military about you being a Gold Star mother and not getting information as to what caused the death of your son? Who's supposed to get this information and why is it classified or secret?
Because that's what the Army and the military does. So I am working with the to advocate for other military families right now. Since I've done this TikTok, it's been elevated and I get comments, text messages, Facebook messages from people all over the country and other military parents that are undergoing a lot of tragedies with losing their loved one, their child. And there is the Ferris Doctrine, and we are advocating for it to go back to the original language. And there was an act of 2019 for medical accountability, but as of right now, the military is not accountable for any medical malpractice or negligence.
Are you surprised by the amount of other military moms and parents that are reaching out to you saying that they're suffering the same?
Okay. Yes. It was very surprising. But actually, I feel like I'm not alone now because it's a lot to lose a child at any age. It's a lot. It's the most devastating tragedy you can ever imagine. But then to have to keep looking for answers and have to do the fight of your life to get answers is draining. It's exhausting. It's sad. It's horrible. I mean, why should we have to go through this?
You shouldn't.
It's not right.
No, it's not right. It's completely criminal. Do you think that 5 years ago, it would have been all over the news if mysterious military personnel were just dying in their sleep in their barracks?
It should be.
I think they're hiding it because I'll just be honest with you. I think they're hiding it because I think that this shot is killing a lot of soldiers, including your son. This thing is creating antibody-dependent enhancement. These shots are dangerous. They have been proven to be deadly. They've killed 3 times as many people as every previous vaccine that's ever been rolled out. As a matter of fact, it's not a vaccine. It's Biden's bioweapon. And it's killing people. And they are forcing it on the military so that they can more likely force it on everybody else because they are controlled by Pfizer and Moderna and Big Pharma. And these are the people who own the media. And that's why your son's story will not get told. And that's why military officers are running and hiding and the people in the chain of command are being reassigned and medical records are disappearing and being deleted because they are covering it up. I believe that the shot killed your son.
Possible.
And I believe that the shot is killing a lot of people's sons. And that's why you're seeing such an influx of people that are reaching out to you. And I don't even think it's possible. I think it's plausible. I think it's very likely that this is what's happening. So what are you going to do? I mean, how can we help you to get this information? Who can we put pressure on? Do you have names? Do you have contact information? Do you have phone numbers that you can give to the Stu Peters Show family here? Because they're an active family and they will put pressure on to get this thing we need to tell these people that the ball has to get rolling because the world is watching.
Well, I've been grouped into an advocacy organization, SaveOurServiceMembers.org. And I have been invited to join them in D.C. next month to advocate for change, to and help our military.
Do you know what the scope of this advocation, this advocacy is? Do you know what exactly it is that you'll be doing?
We will be meeting with legislators to see if we can go back to the original language of 1946, the Ferris Doctrine, and work with the Federal Tort Claims Act. It's a big deal, too, as a Medical Accountability Act of 2019 that did not go forward because there weren't enough votes in the Senate and in the House. So I believe, you know, that the military needs to be accountable for lives.
So at the end of the day, Margie,
this is non-combative military. This is lives that are lost, not in combat, but on a home base.
Where they should be safe and where they should be looked after and protected.
Correct. Because these are our service members that are giving it all to help our country. They're willingly giving their all to do this. And yes, they should be protected against negligence and medical malpractice.
For little to no money.
Yes.
For a little help with college, maybe. And to risk it all. To risk going and being deployed and dying for one of these military interventions that our military industrial complex and the elites in D.C. like to send your kids, our kids, to go and die for that get us nothing here other than trillions of dollars spent. And it enriches and empowers those in the D.C. Beltway, of course. But they don't have kids that they're going to send to go and die for these interventions. And so your son and the hundreds of thousands and millions around him that signed up to make that ultimate sacrifice did it so that we would have certain rights here that are inalienable and protected by that military.
Absolutely.
And it seems that all of them are disgustingly being stripped away and stomped all over the very Constitution that your son swore to die to protect is being shredded right in front of the faces of millions of Americans, including yourself. And now you've paid a sacrifice and a debt to this country for something that didn't even have to happen. It's horrible.
It's horrible because people aren't aware of this. People aren't aware that this is happening. I bet most people aren't aware that the military doesn't even provide for their food. They have to be on a meal plan, whether they can get to it or not while they're on base. My son had to be a part of a meal plan that he didn't have access to because he worked later hours. They did not provide for any bedding. They don't provide for your uniform. You pay for all these things. You buy your own. This is not carte blanche. It doesn't happen that way.
You know, Margie, Lieutenant Colonel Teresa Long was on this program and has testified before Wisconsin Senator Ron Johnson's Vaccine Injury Committee. And there is DMED data that the DOD intentionally skewed and tried to hide. They tried to delete this data that shows that there is huge exponential increases in neurological problems and in strokes and in coronary problems, cardiac problems, all kinds of issues, spontaneous abortions, unwanted miscarriages, of course, infertility issues, all kinds of things happening since this shot was rolled out. And the DOD is trying to hide that information. It's no doubt that they're trying to hide this information about your son. And we're going to go straight after him. Where is the Army base that your son passed away at?
It was at Fort Hood in Killeen, Texas. There's been a lot of stories coming out of that base.
There sure have.
It's one of the largest Army bases in the country.
Well, I hope that you will continue to fight. You don't seem like somebody that's just going to lay down. And I admire that courage and that strength. Nope. Because a lot of mothers would curl up in the fetal position on the floor in a corner somewhere and just be crying eternally. And I'm sure that you spend your time crying. But this is really commendable what you're doing. And we need more mothers like you to be brave enough to come forward and say, I've got suspicions about what happened to my son. My son died for no reason. My son was not deployed. This is needs to be investigated, and we want answers. You are owed answers instead of just some folded flag. Give me a break.
Absolutely. This is the fight of my life, and I protected my son his entire life. I was his mama, and I was his number one. I have three kids, and he was my youngest, and he wasn't without fault, of course. But I feel like my role as his mama is continuing until I get answers.
Until you get justice. That's right. And we're going to help
you. That is absolutely right. Justice for Joey.
Margie Taylor, God bless you and keep up the fight. We're right next to you in all of this. And you're going to be surprised at all of the calls that are going to be made here on your behalf and on behalf of your son who died senselessly at the hands of malice, in my opinion. Margie Taylor, God bless you. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Uncle Sam says you're a terrorist if you know vaccines are dangerous, but the real Osama bin boosted are getting sick, and Fauci can't hide it. One man has had enough of the madness. There's a sheriff coming after the shot shills.
I'm going after them individually. Every single one of them, individually. I'm coming after you. Every one of them I am.
Christopher Key has founded Vaccine Police, and he will arrest tyranny.
Then they can be hung up. And they can be executed. So this stops. It stops here, guys. Let's go in.
Vaccine mandates for kids? No. Mask mandates for little Mikey? Heck no. School boards have been put on notice.
No man is evil, and I know man is all about money and power.
It's open season on treason. Vaccine police are on patrol. Old Bill Clutchill, what you gonna do? What you gonna do when vaccine police come for you? Support the resistance. Go to vaccinepolice.com. Forget the woo flu. Back the blue. Vaccinepolice.com.
Radical Democrats and communists and far-left liberal psychopaths are running roughshod on this country, and the economy is tanking as a result. The last time the economy looked like this, the stock market crashed 50%. The U.S. dollar lost 46% of its value. Fact check that. Oh, and of course, the price of oil quadrupled. Yet while the U.S. economy collapsed and inflation ran through the roof, the price of gold shot up 1,300% and silver rocketed over 800%. So if history repeats itself, and we know that it will, of course, we could see that happen again. Can you afford to miss what could be the biggest gold and silver boom of our generation? That's why I've been telling you to call my good friends over at Gold Co. Call 855-647-1372 because when you do, not only will you get a chance to protect your retirement savings with gold and silver, but you can get $10,000 or more in free silver just for doing it. This is a rare opportunity. Don't miss what could be the best opportunity to protect your retirement savings. Call Gold Co. right now. 855-647-1372. Again, 855-647-1372 for Gold Co. Georgia's primary election is next week. But according to some people, you shouldn't even bother to vote because the race is already over. A local Georgia news outlet called WSB accidentally published supposed election results early. They showed incumbent CCP-tied Brian Kemp winning with 161,000 votes, beating do-nothing David Perdue by 16,000. The same results, meanwhile, show Candace Taylor getting just 5% of the vote. How's it possible? I'll tell you how it's possible. These results are fake. They're fabricated. Let me be clear. This is a tactic to demoralize voters and intentionally participate in illegal voter suppression so that people don't show up at all. Here's the truth. Even more high-profile primary elections have much lower turnout than the general election. In Georgia's last governor's race over 4 years ago, 607,000 people voted in the Republican primary. But in the actual election, Brian Kemp got close to 2 million votes. Primary turnout is less than one-third of final turnout. That means that the primary goes to the candidate whose supporters are the most passionate, the most committed, the most fired up. So they're counting on you being demoralized and not even bothering to show up at all. They're counting on you not paying attention. But we are. That's why they kept Candace out of the debates for as long as possible. They didn't want her getting attention and getting people fired up like she does every single time she appears somewhere. She's one of the people. She represents Georgia. People love Candace Taylor. But as long as people are bored and demoralized, the Republican establishment assumes that they can just have their way. This is how the deep state establishment fossils work. This is how communism works. Then next fall, they assume that you'll just turn out for them anyways, because of course you would rather have even a crappy CCP sold out Republican like Brian Kemp over a Governor Stacey Abrams. Huh. Don't fall for this BS. The first step toward winning is believing that you can win. The second step is actually turning out and voting. But I'm not just telling you that from a distance. I'm stepping up myself. That's why next Sunday, I will be attending Candace Taylor's big pre-election rally at 11 a.m. in Forsyth, Georgia, just outside of Macon. But also, in addition to that, we want you to remember, Brian Kemp is sold out to the communists of China. He is 100% compromised by the CCP, and he failed. He did nothing about the stolen election in 2020. Why? Because the fix apparently is already in for him in 2022. David Perdue bailed, wouldn't even debate his opponent, which gave us the fake satanic Reverend Raphael Warnock and Twinkie Boy John Ossoff. So we're turning out for Candace to turn the tide and take back Georgia. And I hope to see a lot of you there. But in addition to that, Candace Taylor joins us now. You're always on the road. It's kind of annoying, but I understand. I get it. I know why. The fix is in Georgia. This WSB slipped up and exposed the whole rig.
I'm so just repulsed by them that I want to just, I guess I will file a lawsuit. I've been talking to legal all day and I'm like, okay, well, let's file a lawsuit. This is ridiculous. It's not only voter suppression, it's voter interference, it's voter tampering, because you're making voters feel like they're disenfranchised if they vote for me, that I'm not viable. And this is the narrative they've spun the entire election with fake polling, with fake debates, without me included the entire time. They have paid shills that go on social media and say, she's not viable. She's not viable. I've heard the word viable like I am involved in reproductive sexually for like sperm count or something. It's ridiculous. I'm sick of hearing viability. I am paid my $52.50 to run for this seat. I've outworked every candidate all over the state. The people know it. I have over 2,000 volunteers in a grassroots movement that are so passionate, while they have 100 paid people. Who do you think is taking the state of Georgia?
Yeah, and your internal polling shows that you're way ahead. Everywhere you go, you draw huge crowds. These people are locked in their basement like Joe Biden was in 2020. They probably don't have concession speeches prepared just like Hillary Clinton in 2016. But guess what? We broke the algorithms in 2016 because we knew that they would do anything that they could to keep Donald Trump out. They want to keep real America First conservatives out. They want to keep Jesus out. The devil went down to Georgia and we're going to be there to root him out. We're kicking these people out. You're going to win this primary and you're going to win the general and you're going to be the governor of Georgia. And these people have already showed the communist tactics that you just pointed out. This brainwashing operation where they use words like viable repeatedly over and over and over again. That is communist propaganda.
It is. And it's the whole MO of the Rhino Republicans. We have twin rhinos, Perdue and Kemp, that are running against us. And, you know, that's their whole messaging to their staff is don't say her name. Don't say her name. If we pretend like she's not running, then she's not viable and nobody will talk about her. It is a slap in the face of the people of Georgia that they think we're that stupid, that they think we're that stupid that you can post on WSB fake live results and the people will believe you. The people of Georgia are wide awake and they are not buying into this bull. They can say whatever they want to say. The people of Georgia are going to speak on May 24th, and they're going to speak loudly. And they better get ready because a new sheriff's coming to town in the Georgia Dome. And I promise you, every one of them are going to be exposed. They're going to fall in line like little ducks behind the duck, the goose, and they're going to do the right thing and do the will of the people, or they're going to be exposed, and we're going to vote them out in 2 years. Every one of them. We are taking this state back to the people. We are sick of being in national news. We're sick and tired of being called the worst state in the union. We have the most corruption in Atlanta. We're done with that. We're done with our crime and our cities up 40% because of lack of leadership. We're done with it. The people of Georgia have had enough.
The people of this country have had enough. And all over, every single one of these 50 states, the viewers that are watching on the Stu Peters program, these people know exactly what this is. We knew that the fix was in. And now they've exposed themselves. What has WSB said about all of this? Certainly you've confronted them on this.
Yeah, we actually did our campaign call today and spoke with them. And they said that they would consider issuing a retraction. That seemed fair, but that it was a mistake, that it was posted live and it shouldn't have been posted live. They were
Yeah, it was a mistake. This is exactly what it was. It was a mistake. They slipped up. They had it ready to go for election day, for the day of the primaries next week. They had it ready. And they prematurely let it out. This is the same thing that Fox did in Arizona on the 2020 election when they prematurely called this with hundreds of thousands of people still waiting in line to vote. The hope here is that they will have hundreds of thousands of people who stay home and don't come out to vote because they're going to see this as an impossibility. This isn't voter suppression. This isn't voter demoralization. This is voter terrorism. This is an act of terrorism and treason in this country. And if you had a lawful governor there right now that wasn't completely sold out to communism and infiltrated by the CCP, manipulated and run around like a little pawn like Brian Kemp, and if you had a real attorney general in the state of Georgia, and if you had a real secretary of state in Georgia right now, these people would be hauled off to jail.
That's right. And you know what? We pulled it up. It is terrorism. It is. It's treason. And you know, the Constitution is clear what we do with treason is death by firing squad. This is ridiculous. The people of Georgia and all of America, we are a bottom up government. We are ran by the people, not these elected people who are not representing us. And we have to take our country back. Every state, one at a time, we got to take it back. We pulled the law, Stu, and it's very clear where it goes from the output of Dominion into the, what's it called, Associated Press, the AP system, that goes into the media. Like, all these three are connected. You can't get live results without all of them being connected. So my first question is, if you're showing and testing live results, it says in the bill that it shall be tested once the polls close, then the loop is tested, then they start releasing results. So how are you releasing a test with results when you don't have the loop to the Dominion system? This is all questionable, very questionable right now.
I think we know the answer to all of the questions that you're asking. Of course, these people love to launch lawsuits on their own. I don't care. They can come and sue me, but you're exactly right. That's what happened. And these people know that that's what happened. So what is the way to combat this? I'll tell you my, I'll just give you my opinion. In the Second Amendment, the word militia appears. Militia has been demonized by the satanic press as a bad word. It's not a bad word. And I believe that people should organize on election day and primaries to make sure that every single goings on is watched and observed and that everybody in Georgia is scared to cheat because they know that we, the people, are watching. In addition to that, don't you dare be intimidated or demoralized or depressed or allow this terrorism to impact your psychological approach to this election. You know what has happened in the state of Georgia. Everything that we just mentioned, we have lost the Senate because of what happened in Georgia. We have lost a real presidency because of what happened in Georgia and a do-nothing communist governor that didn't care that the election was stolen and had every single opportunity to do something about it and didn't. This is why when you say 2020 has to be fixed or else everything else is just a sham, this is why Governor Brian Kemp sat on his hands, because he knew that if it was fixed, he couldn't win in 22 because you were coming.
That's right. And you know what, Stu? We are coming, and we're going to take all back to the people, and there's nothing they can do about it. The people of Georgia, and I pray every other state, that they go behind the grassroots candidate that loves Jesus, that loves the Constitution, and you help them, and you get them elected. This is not time to play. If we don't get it right in 2022, we're going to lose our country. We're going to lose it. They've already stolen 2020. We still don't have that fixed. It needs to be fixed immediately. Donald Trump won. He won huge. We know that. It's not about Donald Trump. It's not about him. He's not God, but he's who we elected. We elected him.
That's right.
And when you commit murder in Georgia, you get the death penalty. So whenever treason was committed in Georgia, it has to be fixed. You don't get to sit here and pretend like you can't call a special session. You don't get to sit here and not do the will of the people and do an investigation and hold people accountable and pull your electors back. Pull them back.
Jesus, guns, and babies, the one that you've been waiting for. And you keep saying that over and over again, and it just triggers the satanic press, obviously, because they worship the devil. They worship the enemy, and the devil is just like seriously present in Georgia right now. Inside of that governor's mansion lives a communist devil worshiper, or at least suffering from oppression, I would say 100%. This guy is doing business with the CCP to buy up land in Georgia, right underneath the taxpayer's nose. He's selling out to big corporate conglomerates and deep state establishment tied corporations, special interests. You've allowed, not you, Georgia has allowed for its children to be mutilated by freak shows and transgenders and indoctrination inside of their schools and this poisonous critical race theory. This will be no more. Your 10 executive orders, including bulldozing the Georgia Guidestones, which is a bold move, heaven sent, just says it all. You are going to usher Jesus into the governor's mansion and follow him in there and allow Jesus to reign and God to reign over Georgia once again.
Because our preamble of the Constitution says Almighty God. That's in the preamble of the Constitution. We didn't write it, Stu. It's there. And we can't take him out. He's the foundation. I do want to say, when you were talking about that, the industry that's being pushed, the corporations like Rivian in Northeast Georgia, and we exposed this on your show, you know, several weeks ago, George Soros funded $2 billion. That company is ran a board seat of Cox Enterprises that owns WSB. So we're right back to the same connection with WSB and then revealing these results and putting them out. Same company tied to this huge corporation that Brian Kemp is pushing. They're all tied together.
There are no coincidences. Show up this Sunday, 11 a.m. in Forsyth, Georgia, right next to Macon. We're going to be there. I will be there. Lauren Witzke will be there. Mike Lindell will be there. You will be there. It's going to be a raucous event, I'm telling you. And if we show up in mass numbers, they're not going to know what to do. This event is going to be broadcast, of course, on Frank Speech and Lindell TV, as well as the Stu Peters Network. Right Side Broadcasting will be there. Real America's Voice. This thing is going to be all over the place because everybody's going to know that the whole world is watching what's happening in the primaries in Georgia. This WSB has been outed. Their ties to Cox, Cox's ties to Rivian, Rivian's ties to Kemp, and Kemp's ties, most importantly, to Soros and the CCP. All of this is gone when you show up for these primaries. It is so pivotally important because we're taking this country back one state at a time, and it starts with Georgia and Candace Taylor. Thank you so much for being here. I can't wait to see you on Sunday.
I can't wait. Hey, we're worshiping, and we're going to have a word of God before we start. So y'all come join us for church at 11, and then we're going to do speech.
That's right. We're going to have church. I love it. I can't wait. More of the Stu Peters Show continues in 60 seconds. Go nowhere.
Have you noticed there's something very wrong with the modern day man?
Are you a beta male?
I don't think so.
Beta.
Sperm counts are cratering.
Maybe it's ma'am.
0% by 2050. But help is on the way. Keys to Life.shop has products which are making men, men again. Banned by the NFL, PGA, and the NCAA. Too manly. Clinically proven to raise IGF-1 levels. Man up. Take off the dress. Visit KeysToLife.shop. Get your manhood back today.
You know, I see a lot of people that rely very heavily on that shot of caffeine to get themselves going every morning. Don't even talk to me. I can't talk to people. I haven't had my cup of coffee yet. I can understand part of that sentiment because I don't like dealing with people, period. But I don't need caffeine and coffee to get my brain going every morning because I have Newtopia, the products from dominanceondemand.com. Don't hit the snooze button. Don't be lethargic. Don't have the brain fog. Wake up right away. Get your brain moving with these products, these brain supplements from Newtopia that you'll find at dominanceondemand.com. Of course, these brain supplements are non-addictive, 100% safe, and totally legal. Go to dominanceondemand.com right now. Take the quiz and find out the custom brain supplement for you at dominanceondemand.com. Make sure that you tell them Stu Peters sent you when you go to dominanceondemand.com. Richard Mack is the former sheriff of Graham County, Arizona, and a leader in the constitutional sheriff's movement. But before all that, Richard was a detective. His job was to spot the telltale signs of crime, sniff it out, and bring down the bad guys. One of the crimes that he learned to watch for was child abuse. And his experience on this front was personal. His son was divorced and his ex-wife moved to Kentucky with their children. CPS gave the mother full-time custody, even though there was no evidence of abuse or bad parenting on the part of his son. On at least one occasion, Sheriff Mack says that CPS held hearings removing his son's parental rights without even notifying him. We've talked about this before on this show. Secret hearings in front of a kangaroo tribunal court. No judges, no juries, just arbitrary decisions made by child traffickers. That's what CPS does. His son's ex-wife just accused him of abuse, and that was enough. All he got was supervised visitation. And even then, his ex-wife made ridiculous claims that he was beating the children, apparently right in front of her. It was an absurd lie. And of course, on top of all of that, the ex-wife was held in contempt of court. So thanks to all of this, Sheriff Mack hasn't seen his grandchildren in 10 years. Now his son is suing CPS, but the story doesn't end there. Sheriff Mack had another grandchild, his daughter's son, in Arizona taken away by CPS after she was coerced by a counselor to call CPS on her husband. Instead of letting Sheriff Mack and his wife take the boy, they simply threw him, a two-year-old, into a foster home. Stories like this happen every day in America. It happens in blue states, and it happens, yes, in red states. It happens to people of every race. It happens to people who've never voted in their lives. And it happens to elected officials, as we saw yesterday and as we're seeing again today. This is something that can happen to any one of us. Yet you'll almost never hear about it from the press or politicians or even from political talk shows. Well, we're changing that right here and right now. Sheriff Mack joins us to talk more about this. Child Protective Services seems to be child trafficking services. These are child traffickers, aren't they?
They sure seem to be. And I will tell you about my son's situation. I'm amazed at the information you have and how accurate it is. It sounds like you've really done some homework on my son. He is now charged criminally with some just horrendous, horrible charges. If he's found guilty on any count, he's looking at prison for the rest of his life. He's only 44 years old. So I'm not going to get into that case because we're really getting ready for court. We don't believe that they have any evidence whatsoever. And we're really astonished at the county attorney going for this when it, anyway, it's, they have nothing but innuendo. My son would never do that. He would never hurt a child. He loves being a parent, and that's all he's wanted. They say man should be held accountable for walking away from their children. He's never wanted to do that, ever. Now, the situation with my daughter, now there's an amazing case. First of all, I want you to know my background. It wasn't just that I was a detective. I was a detective in charge of child abuse. It was my specialty, crimes against children and crimes committed by children. I was also the school resource officer where every complaint that came to 12 different schools came to me about child abuse, whether it be physical or sexual. It all came to me. I have so many huge scars from the cases I worked about what parents did to their children. And I became an expert in it. And I helped train teachers what to look for of children who were being abused at home. Take that now, fast forward 30 years, and my daughter is involved in a little situation where, and I mean, it was little. And her husband had grabbed a coat of my granddaughter, his stepdaughter, to get her in the car to take her to school. He got up early as a stepdad to take him to school. She was throwing a fit, didn't want to go. He grabbed her coat, and we don't know where the little scrape came on her back, because she's in gymnastics and she's always jumping around and doing gymnastics at home and at her gym. So CPS just declared that he did it. And we said, you know, me as a detective, we're always taught to look at both sides. Said, how do you know that that's where it came from? So anyway, long story short, CPS showed up to see if it was okay to leave the child with my daughter and have the husband move to a hotel or something. Then they came down with this, and her first husband, her ex-husband, have the child go to their home, even though he's not the father. My little grandson at the age of two had three sisters there that he's very comfortable with, and they thought they could go there. my wife and I were declined, said that we were not qualified to take my grandson, even when their rules say grandma and grandpa get first priority. You want me to tell you why they told us we couldn't take our grandson?
Yeah.
Because my wife and I disagreed with some of their assessment as to what happened. That's why we were disqualified. That is also a complete contradiction of their own rules.
Because this is indoctrination is what this is. They're going to make your granddaughter believe that what happened, what they say happened, is what took place in her life. And that they are the ones that provide her with the total truth. They are going to be they are going to be her only reliable source for comfort. And so if you question that narrative at all, they lose absolute dominance. They lose absolute subservience from her.
So I'm sitting there saying, I spent 20 years in law enforcement. I was 8 years a detective. I was 4 years a specialist for the schools on this very issue. And now you're telling me and my wife, who have raised five children and have 15 grandkids, three of which we don't get to see anymore, like you said. So 12 grandkids that we're very close to, all of them love us. We've never spanked any of our grandkids ever. We're very nurturing parents and grandparents. We love them. And they said we could not take our grandson.
Well, I just want to go on the record here and just say that I'm not against spanking kids at all.
I'm not either.
I don't think spanking kids is a bad thing.
We've made it a point not to with our grandkids, just because we don't want to go there. We don't want to be the punishers. And so, yeah, I spank my own kids.
Spanking kids is not abuse. What is abuse is forcing them into injections, forcing them into masks, ripping them away from their families, and putting them into a foster care facility where most of these parents are more abusive than the original parents anyways. So let me just ask you this. Was your daughter arrested?
No, and neither was my son-in-law.
So
neither one.
So the alleged abuser wasn't arrested, wasn't charged with a crime, was never taken into custody. No. There's no criminal case against him. But CPS says he is an abuser, so we have the right to take the kids. Let me just ask you something, Sheriff Mack. Yeah. You're a constitutional sheriff. This tells me that you're very familiar with both the Arizona State Constitution as well as the Constitution of the United States of America. Does CPS have the constitutional authority to remove unwilling kids from an unwilling parent? Do they have the authority to just take kids?
No. And I told the cops that were there, I said, why are you here? And they said, we're keeping the peace. And I said, no, you're not. You're allowing CPS to kidnap my child, my grandchild. That's what you're doing here. And they knew that CPS was acting inappropriately, and they still allowed that. I almost went to jail that night because I was going to stand in the way and not let them kidnap my grandson. I changed my mind at the end because I thought, if I give them reason to arrest me, it's just going to make it worse for my grandson.
Okay, but here, I just unequivocally, and I want to take the personal stuff out of this, and I just want to go straight at Sheriff Mack here. Okay? Based on what you know about the common law, based on what you know about the Constitution, does CPS have any legal authority at all?
None. Not constitutional, not lawful, not legal. They have none.
Okay, but so how are they getting away with it? How are they getting away with this?
Because because the police back them. And I would have gone to jail had I done anything. And so the police saying that they're there to keep the peace is a lie. They're there to allow CPS to do anything they damn well please. And they took my grandson, he's named after me, his first name's Mac. And they took him, and we didn't think we were going to ever see him again. But in 4.5 days, they returned him. And we're not even sure why because my little 105-pound niece was put in their home, and she was a non-involved party, so they would allow Mac to come home. And of course, there was very strict.
Okay, so how do we stop this? How do we stop CPS from abducting and kidnapping and trafficking these children for a profit?
Every governor in every state's responsible for this. This is their agency, and they're not overseeing this. And I'm telling you right now, most of the law enforcement who I know nationwide and another sheriff right here in Arizona said they won't even call CPS anymore because they're such a Gestapo, out of control.
Child trafficking operation. Yeah, they're abductionists. They won't do it. They're kidnappers. They're abusers. They're child traffickers. That's what they are. They rip apart families, and they give these kids oftentimes to parents who can't have kids of their own, and they can't have kids of their own due to their own choices. They're trannies, or they don't believe in Jesus, and they can't reproduce because they're gay or whatever else. And I'm telling you, this is on purpose. This is by design. This is why they're killing babies as well.
The trauma,
and doing
they
it
caused
gleefully.
The trauma they caused the other kids watching them, our other grandkids. Our granddaughter was holding Mac at the time when they grabbed Mac out of her arms, my 12-year-old granddaughter, and they were just crying and so traumatized. And these people don't care what trauma they caused Mac, who was bawling all night long. We talked to the foster family that took it. He bawled all night long, never settled down in this stranger home, away from his parents. And they are never held accountable.
The trauma, the lifelong trauma that will render is unfathomable. I mean, you feel like his parents abandoned him. He'll have resentment towards them. When he does come back and the other kids are traumatized, CPS can use that trauma as an excuse to remove those kids. This is a lifelong, detrimental, ever-changing thing. I've got a minute left. I got to ask you this. What should parents do, unwilling parents, when CPS shows up at their door and says, we're taking your kids?
Well, we tried to sue and they said, we can't get to you. We have others that have never got their kids back.
But I mean, in the moment, what should they do? CPS shows up at the door with their clipboard and the cops. What should they do?
Call another cop to come there. There's going to be cops there. I really don't know if you're going to be able to, but you've got to get a hold of the governor's office, make your complaint there, and tell this governor to get control of this out of control agency.
Yeah. My advice is that you fight and that you resist. Absolutely. And that by any means necessary, you protect your kids. 100%. Yeah. That is what you're here for. That is your job. Somebody threatens my kids, they're not going to like what they get. I'm telling you, that's period. I don't care who you are or what clipboard you're holding or what title you have. You're not going to like what comes your way if you threaten my kids. Sheriff Mack, we're going to be praying for you. And thank you so much for being here. We appreciate it. God bless you.
We sure need your help. Thanks, Stu.
Of course. More of the Stu Peters Show continues in 60 seconds. Go nowhere.
Did you know income tax is criminal? A blank in the Communist Manifesto. Why does the government officially say there is no law requiring 99% of Americans to file and pay income tax? Freedom Law School knows the truth. Check it out for yourself at livefreenow.org and start your journey to freedom from IRS deception, robbery, and slavery. Go to livefreenow.org today or call 813-444-4800. livefreenow.org today. You asked for it, so we delivered. The Dr. Jane Ruby Show, exclusively for premium users on redvoicemedia.com. Propaganda busting, groundbreaking interviews, and real medical truth. The Dr. Jane Ruby Show for premium users at redvoicemedia.com.
Here's a good strategy for life in general. Whatever official press fact checkers tell you to believe, just believe the opposite. It's not right 100% of the time, but you'll probably be right more often than if you believe them. Over the last few weeks on this show, we've been sounding the alarm about the WHO's pandemic treaty, which is a plot to undermine the world's elected governments with new rules and new requirements in the name of fighting pandemics. The treaty has gotten almost no attention here, but in Australia, politicians have been a lot more responsible. Australian Member of Parliament Craig Kelly has been warning that the WHO pandemic treaty will make Australia more like China than it is already. Of course. NCA Newswire responded by calling this a bizarre claim. But fact checks do nothing to actually tell you the truth. They just tell you that what the press has decided is the gospel, and that's what the official story is. Our Australian correspondent Maria Z joins us now to discuss more about this. So obviously you're taking a stand in Australia.
Yes, absolutely. First of all, Stu, let me thank you and your network for raising attention and making noise about this treaty. It is one of the most important issues of our lifetime.
I agree.
And one of the biggest threats that we have seen. Now, we have a two-party system here in Australia, and in 4 days we have our elections, much like you, a two-party system. But for the first time, we potentially have a chance to turn that around. Craig Kelly, the one that you just mentioned, is actually running. I interviewed him last night. Before I interviewed him, I rang him and I said, Craig, this is the most dangerous move that we have seen from the globalists to date. And he agreed with me. And he said that last night in an interview with me. This is what he says, going to lead to China-style lockdowns all over the world. What we're seeing in Shanghai is a model for this. Now, Sydney, we've got these evacuation shelters being built in Western Sydney. And the reason I'm tying this in is because I can see the timeline, and I know that you can see it too, Stu. Bill Gates says that we need to fight the next pandemic, release a vaccine within 100 days. The WHO wants to do this. Our two leaders here in Australia have said they're all for it. Scott Morrison is saying, I've always been for an international body coming in and telling us how to best manage this pandemic. Anthony Albanese, opposition leader, is saying, if I'm elected, we will be pushing more for boosters. And now we're being told about these evacuation shelters that are being built because apparently we need that for the heat. Australians are so used to the heat here, Stu. And so we did a bit of digging. These are being pioneered by the Rockefeller Foundation. And this is being announced just at the time of this treaty, which seeks to lock people up if, I don't know, someone sneezes.
All the usual suspects, Gates and the Rockefellers and the Rothschilds and Soros, all of these people, Twiggy Forrest in your country, obviously, of course, these are billionaires involved with graphene mining. They were getting rich at the very inception of these bioweapon shots being rolled out. And now these evacuation shelters. So does Craig Kelly think that this WHO pandemic treaty can be stopped or thwarted, or will anybody in the Australian government, if it stays the way that it is right now, fight to protect the sovereignty of your country?
We have a limited amount of senators who are fighting for Australia right now.
Why do we have to fight the World Health Organization? I don't even understand. Do these people have guns? Like, are they invading us? I mean, no, they're not. Why do we even have to entertain this crap, this nonsense, this BS that completely supersedes the constitution of your country and of ours?
Speaking of guns, Stu, I have a message for Americans. You see the pattern of what's happened in Australia. You see what these people are doing to us. I know that you've had multiple false flag events in your country. Take it from someone who has very different gun laws to you. We do not have the same rights as you. Fight for the right to keep your guns. Do not give up your guns under any circumstances. This is war on humanity.
Do not give up your gun rights. Here in the United States, the Second Amendment, we should not give them an inch on the Second Amendment. Maria Z, thank you so much. We appreciate you being here. God bless you.
God bless you.
Maria's right. We would be Australia right now, or China, locked down like Shanghai, if we didn't have our guns. It's the only thing that is preventing them from full communism, totalitarianism, and a violent takeover, is that we have 48% of the world's guns right here in the United States, at least 480 million of them. If you have guns, get more guns. If you don't have a gun, please, for God's sake, get a gun. Get ammo. Go to GunsAmerica.com. GunsAmerica.com is America's number one most trusted platform for online buying and selling of firearms, weapons, and guns. Experts in the field breaking down and reviewing things. You have prepping information as well as hunting information, personal protection, all kinds of things at GunsAmerica.com, where every transaction within 50 miles of you is absolutely free. Go to GunsAmerica.com. They sponsor the show, and we're glad that they do. If you don't have a gun, get a gun. If you have guns, get more guns. Handguns, rifles, shotguns, personal protection, home protection. Protect your life, liberty, and property. Go to GunsAmerica.com. Make sure that you tell them that Stu Peters sent you when you go to GunsAmerica.com.
Hello, everyone. I'm Mike Lindell. And my employees and I want to thank each and every one of you for all your support during these times. They've canceled culture. They've canceled our box stores, our shopping channels. Now they've even tried to debank me. And it's all because they want our voice canceled. Buying today also helps support Stu Peters' show, which is one of the best podcasts, best shows you're ever going to watch, because he speaks out like it is. He tells the news. What a concept. Well, today I'm going to pass the savings on to you. You get my Giza Dream bed sheets for as low as $39.99. And if you order today, I'm going to give you my book free. By the way, my book, this is the American dream. This is what it is. This is what we're all fighting for. This is what we're not going to give up on. We're not going to lose our freedoms. You use promo code STU. You guys, this is the best price in history because of your great support. Thank you all, and God bless.
The WHO pandemic treaty, among other things, is making investors absolutely panic. People are afraid of losing everything. But tonight, Carlos Cortez, this guy right here, is hosting at AmericaFirstRetirementPlan.com, the way to get around all of this and to keep people safe. Yes?
Yes, sir. We are basically having a great time teaching clients and educating clients, not just on market volatility, but some of the tax traps that are going on right now. And more importantly, one of our very trusted money managers have gone full-blown defense mode right now. So if your advisor is telling you, hey, rely on the stock market, rely on this, my money managers are saying something different. And I just want to let people know that do not take a lot of risk, because we are going to see a lot of volatility. Tonight, we're going to be talking about that and other tax traps that are here to come.
You can find it at AmericaFirstRetirementPlan.com. More people have thanked me for sending them in your direction than any other sponsor that we've had on this program. And that's because you're taking care of what people have worked their entire lives to save for themselves, for their retirement, and for their kids. Go to AmericaFirstRetirementPlan.com. Again, AmericaFirstRetirementPlan.com. Until tomorrow, at this time, here's what's up to it. Here's what's down to it. Here's to any way that you can get to it. Here's to those that don't do it. May they be dragged to it, tied to it, or forced to it. And here's to us who do it, because we're the ones that's used to it. Go to StuPeters.com right now. Sign up to be a premium user. Get extended interviews every single Saturday, plus the Dr. Jane Ruby Show and a whole lot more. Maria Z down under. Deanna Lorraine with Shots Fired. All of that stuff. Become a premium member. $10 a month. Always ad-free. Remember to fly low and avoid the radar. Listen, one day they're going to come for the car, and when they do...